Put some miles on the back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California cane.
Let's launch into summer. Kane Brown, your American Family Insurance Amphitheater headliner, as Summerfest opens its gates in just over 4.5 hours on this run of the festival. Recently, or relatively recently, crowned King of Concerts, Vice President of Entertainment for Summerfest. Nice. Scott Zia, live from Meyer Festival Park this morning. Hey, Scott.
King of Concerts, my goodness. That is awesome.
We used to call your predecessor that, but the crown's been passed. You're the boss now.
You know, it's big shoes to fill, but I think we've done a really great job this year. We're really excited to kick off Summerfest today.
Hey, Scott, who is the toughest act to book this year, either because of their schedule or what they wanted? Right, yeah, exactly.
I think maybe it was just probably the longest one that we were working on is SZA, who's headlining on Saturday night. She's a big R&B star right now, really, at the moment. And there's just so much demand for her. She's going to fly overseas and then come back to play for us. So that one was really exciting when it finally came through.
So the grounds are ready to go. All the acoustics are in line. Anything that fans should know rolling in today?
You know, we're super excited. You were just playing a Kane Brown song. We were very happy for him and his wife. They just had their third child yesterday. And this morning he gets on a plane and flies into Milwaukee to delight all of our country music fans. So Kane Brown's going to be amazing tonight. And, you know, what we've been doing a lot more of every year now is we kind of curate the lineups. So the earlier in the day, there's more reasons to come down early. So, like, you can go see Little River Band and Three Dog Night and Mindy Abar starting at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, or the Gin Blossoms with Better Than Ezra. We're trying to get lots of value for people to come down to Summerfest early. So can't wait for everyone to see the park.
Talking with Scott Zia, VP of Entertainment for Summerfest. On that note, Scott, boy, I imagine it's gotten a lot more expensive to book these acts as the cost of, you know, anybody who's been to a concert lately knows ticket prices are very high. How are you able to, and I use my signature line every year, if you pay full price to get into Summerfest, you just didn't try very hard, right? So you have free options every day. You have discounts every day. How are you able to still offer that as the price of booking these acts goes up?
Well, we're very, very lucky to have amazing companies in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin, whether it's BMO Harris Bank, MillerCoors, Generac, the Uline Corporation, U.S. Cellular. These companies have allowed for us to keep our prices really, really amazingly affordable. And like you said, every day there's a way to get into Summerfest for free. Go to the website and check out the admission promotions. The most you would ever pay is $28. And when you think about the number of artists that we're presenting every day, all the national bands, I don't think you could go see one of them in a different venue for $28. So we pride ourselves in making Summerfest a very affordable experience, and we're very fortunate to have great support from local businesses.
Always great to catch up with you, Scott. Appreciate your time on this busy first day of the festival. Good luck.
Thank you so much. We're excited.
I'll see you down there. Come check me out playing pickleball today. I'm at the, I'm at the sports zone at noon, okay?
Incredible.
I didn't notice you didn't highlight that. I don't know.
Fans can also
yes,
see.
Yes, thanks, my friend. So Summerfest kicking off today. The gates open at noon at Meyer Festival Park.